The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
To learn more about Salem Surround, or for a free, no-obligation digital audit, visit us at surrounddetroit.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
This is Run to Win.
It's a beautiful day to march for life, isn't it?
The Daryl Wood Show.
Oh, Daryl, thank you so much. I'll zone you every day.
Where we talk about religion.
Be what God wants you to be, and you will be what America needs.
You don't have to be a Christian to see the evidence of design, but I happen to be a Christian. The identity of the designer is clearly the God of the Bible.
Don't make me start preaching up here.
Politics.
Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
And everything in between.
Christians need to become once again the force with which to be reckoned in this country. We are not going gently into the good night where we are silenced and marginalized in the public square.
You like the Paul Revere of Christianity, you know that?
Good work and God is with you.
Engage.
Go and throttle up.
WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation. Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show, on the air for the next 2 hours. Sounds like a long time, but it's not. It will be over before you know it. So listen closely. What we're talking about on the program today is the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. We'll mix in some other information that we think you need to know about, give you a chance to respond to as well, and some of that information includes the following. Unborn.com is hosting an OB limited ultrasonic workshop at AAA Pregnancy Resource Center in Livonia this week. March 13 through 17. You say, Daryl, what does that mean? Well, if you are within 20 weeks gestation in that first trimester and you'd like to participate as a model for a free ultrasound, would you consider giving a call to Sherry? Sherry can be reached at 800-364-4942. Let me say it again. If you are within 20 weeks gestation, that is your first trimester of pregnancy, and you would like to participate as a model for a free ultrasound, because this is the sonographic training that takes place at AAA Pregnancy Resource Center. It happens a number of times a year, and it's going on right now, this week, March 13 through 17. And perhaps you know someone who might fit this description, who might want to participate as well. They can contact Sherry at 800-364-4942. They can also email her at srichard, S is for Sherry, one word, no spaces, srichard@unborn.com to book that scan. Models may bring a support person. You'll see the scan in real time on a live big screen. You'll receive photos at the end of this training session. Ultrasonic Training Week is for nurses working within various pregnancy centers desiring to learn limited OB ultrasonic to provide this service for their clients. And as many of you know, a resource pregnancy centers like AAA Pregnancy Resource Center provide these exams free of charge to women facing unplanned pregnancies, free of charge. So it's provided by registered sonographers. It's scheduled four times a year, this training, that is. And as we get closer to the ultrasonic training week, and we're right in it at this particular point, folks are encouraged to call Sherry, make an appointment before the week is out. And folks, it's already Wednesday, so if you know anyone who could avail themselves to this opportunity, who's in that first trimester of pregnancy, and would like to participate in this important modeling and training session, 800-364-4942. Ask for Sherry. Also, we'd like you to be aware of the huge need for the training of pastors. You know, there are a lot of people who've been called to the ministry, and some people, as the old saying goes, were sent, and some people just went. Well, you really shouldn't take to the ministry field. And even if you put your hands to the gospel plow, as the old saying goes, and don't look back, you should still look forward to a lot of training so that you become an able, capable, and accurate minister of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And folks, that takes a lot more than just a little bit of reading and a little bit of philosophizing. 866-423-9578. In the meantime, the number you dial to join me in conversation on the program today. Yes, it is Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. We'll be getting to the news, the topics, the stories you care about in just a moment. But I want to let you know that our Day of Hope partner, the Helios Projects, is calling on men and women who will contribute $50 to help train a pastor. $50 to help train a pastor. There's a huge need to train untrained pastors in Brazil in particular, where the focus is on 120 able ministers, able in the sense that they are eager and raring to go, but they cannot afford college, they cannot afford expensive dormitories and books and all that kind of stuff, workshops and, you know, seminars. They will not be able to come up with that kind of capital to participate in that kind of training. But we know where they are. We can get to them. We can provide them training through the Helios Projects using a solar-powered audio device or a USB drive. These devices provide sessions that talk through the Christian faith and sessions telling the story of Jesus Christ, the story of the Bible, the story of God through the stories of the Bible. Your generous gift of $100 to the Helios Projects can train three pastors at $150. $150 won't even pay for a textbook in some college classes, yet you can provide these solar-powered devices that will provide training to pastors in remote locations, villages, hamlets, small towns in Brazil, where we are training 120 pastors at this time. We thank each and every one of you who have made a contribution. Thanks so very much for those of you who understand and are getting under this load and helping us to lift this particular Day of Hope fundraising project. Runs through March 31st. We need to hear from many, many more of you in order to reach that 120 number, that number of pastors that we provide $50 per pastor for training with regard to the Helios projects, the solar-powered audio device, the USB stick drive that will provide the training that you hear me talking about. Please call this number and make the very best gift you can. 833-443-5467. That number once again, 833-443-5467. I want to thank those of you, as I said before, who have given already into this ministerial project. Many of you have embraced it wholeheartedly and have said, Daryl, I want to be a part of what's going on in this part of the world. I want to make sure that we can train as many pastors as possible. And just in the last 24 hours, we had a dear sister step up and make a $300 contribution for the training of pastors in Brazil. Are you, like that sister, impressed by the Holy Spirit that you need to provide a gift that will help train a pastor in Brazil? Well, if you are, please dial 833-443-5467. That translates to 833-4-HELIOS. Helios is spelled H-E-L-I-O-S. 833-4-HELIOS. You can also give online by going to the following address. It's easy address, and it's easy enough to remember. TrainAPastor.com. TrainAPastor.com. And we thank you in advance for your support. 866-423-9578. The number you dial right now to join the conversation on the program today, where we talk about the news, the topics, the stories that you really care about. And that's what we do day in and day out. And remember, the rules are simple. Monday through Thursday, we go by the rundown. The rundown's that couple of sheets of paper that are loaded with content, the content that you hear us talking about on the program. That content on the rundown is linked to other content, lots of stuff, articles, research papers, polls, all kinds of stuff. 866-423-9578, books. So we refer to all of these resources as we bring you the topics that we share with you on the program, and we give you an opportunity to correspond with us, responding to what you hear us talking about. Remember, the rules are simple. Talk about what you hear me discussing and or something directly or indirectly related to it. That's it. 866-423-9578. Now, when we get to Friday, it's a little different. You get to kick my rundown completely to the curb and talk about whatever you want. But that's Friday and not today. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. You dial that number and join the conversation on the program today. Among the stories that we are going to be taking a look at, what's happening in the education field, what's happening in the education environment, where many of our young people are being indoctrinated by people who in increasing numbers seem to be buying into an agenda that has little, if anything, to do with their education. 866-423-9578. I have a couple of examples to share with you on the program today because I think it's very important for you to hear what is actually happening. I know you hear me share lots of stories and topics on this issue, but I think it's important for you to hear people really knee-deep or maybe even up to their neck in what's really going on. 866-423-9578. Like the teacher who wants to indoctrinate your children, who was captured on video by Project Veritas. She wants to indoctrinate kids in the LGBTQ communities and their way of looking at the world, even if those kids don't know anything about it, and even if their parents are unaware that that's what this teacher who calls herself a social justice teacher wants to do. 866-423-9578. And this is happening more and more in public schools all across America. There's another example of a teacher who refers to herself as a neurodivergent, queer, black, Latina, take all of that in, who fears Christians. 866-423-9578. And the thought of working in a school system or in an elementary school in a community that has long had such teachers in it is now a source of trouble and fear for her. 866-423-9578. She fears Christians. You heard me correctly. 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. But why? She doesn't really have a good reason, but she thinks she does. More about that in the moments ahead. And as such, the President of the United States, as I mentioned on the show yesterday, sat down with an interview for an interview with a former Obama-Biden administration acolyte. His name's Cal Penn. The president was asked about his allegiance to and his evolution regarding the LGBTQIA plus worldviews. President talking about his worldview was shaped back in the late 50s. I don't believe that. And I don't think a lot of you believe it. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Just another way of the president setting up for an announcement that he is running for office, a second term as president of the United States. That's what this is really all about. 866-423-9578. And that's why he's also out there trying to talk up the economy, even though with regards to our economy, you can see fractures, cracks, splinters, maybe even feel a few economic tremors, symbolically speaking, with regard to what you're hearing and seeing with respect to banks and the market shifts that are taking place just over the last couple of days here in the United States and now in parts of Europe. 866-423-9578. Dial that number, join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show here closer to home. The Michigan State Legislature, they've repealed the right to work law in the state of Michigan. We have, in essence, gone back in time in this state where the state of Michigan, as I have said before, as the United States of America itself, has become less free under more Democrat Party rule. 866-423-9578. The repealing of right to work laws means that people no longer have a choice. But the only area in which Democrats really care whether people have choice or not is when it comes to the choice of killing an unborn child. 866-423-9578. You can tell your Democrat friends I said that, just in case they're not around to hear it. 866-423-9578. You say, Daryl, are you out there trying to pick a fight with these people again? No. They are picking the fight with us. It's just time, or maybe it's long overdue, that we take the fight to them. 866-423-9578. These and many other stories as we continue.
Mercy Me in 2023. Mercy's Only Jesus Tour with Mercy Me. And featuring Taya. And Micah Tyler.
This is Bart from Mercy Me. We'll be playing songs from our new album as well as your favorites. Come see us. Let's go.
Produced by Rush Concerts.
See Mercy Me live at the EMU Convocation Center on Sunday, March 19th. Tickets are on sale now at rushconcerts.com.
Woodrow Kroll here, asking you to share our burden to train untrained pastors in Brazil.
I'm Mike Murray at trainapastor.com. Wood, even among the lingering effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, training is their greatest request. They are praying for it.
They sure are. They know that without these Helios units, they will never get any Bible training.
These units, either a solar-powered audio player or a USB drive, include hundreds of sessions of Dr. Kroll's Bible and theology teaching translated into Portuguese. Tim, tell us more.
Time is running out. The need is real. Give generously at trainapastor.com or call us right now at 833-4-HELIOS.
The goal is to raise enough support this month to train 120 pastors. The time is now. The need in Brazil is huge. These Helios units are the answer, and trainapastor.com is the place to log on and give.
A Moment of Destiny from Pastor Paul Shepherd.
No matter where you are in life, the Lord is with you. You have never shocked God in your life. Your circumstances have never shocked God. God has never been in heaven. Say, I can't believe this. Are you kidding me? Nothing has ever caught God by surprise. And God is so much God that it doesn't matter where you are, He can get you from where you are to where He's ordained you to be. Not only can He get you there, He'll make it work out where it looked like you were supposed to be where you are, so He could get you to where you ought to be.
Pastor Paul Shepherd is the senior pastor of Destiny Christian Fellowship in Northern California. The program is heard daily on radio stations across America and anytime at PastorPaul.net.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Yeah, a mighty fortress. A mighty fortress.
A mighty fortress is our God.
Yeah, a bulwark.
A bulwark never fails.
Yeah, yeah, He's a helper.
Yeah, 866-423-9578. Dial that number, join me in conversation, and please feel free to do just that. As we talk about the news, the topics, the stories that you care about, and I'm certainly hoping that's the case. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number and join the conversation. I was talking the other day on the program, just ran out of time, did not have time to get to it, about some of the indoctrination sweeping the nation with regard to educators, educators in states all over America who want to indoctrinate children with regard to a sexualized education curriculum. When I say a sexualized education curriculum, we're talking about things like indoctrination with regard to lesbianism, bisexuality, transgenderism, and so many other topics related to it. You have seen what is happening not only in schools, libraries, and with regard to school age and minor age children, preschool kids, with regard to the so-called I'm trying to be kind here. I don't want to be vulgar, and I don't want to be disrespectful to anyone. quite frankly, but the drag queen story time phenomenon that I've been talking about on this program now for about 3-4 years before most of the people that you hear talking about it now were admitting that it existed or that it would be a problem. It has become just that, a problem, because it is a place where many of your children are now being indoctrinated with regard to human sexuality and dysfunctional sexual lifestyles. And that's right, lifestyle choices that are being made by people who want you to believe that they have no control over the nature of these choices that they just discovered one day. And your child likewise will one day discover that they have this kind of sexual dysfunction with regard to sexual identity or sexual orientation. One day they may have a kind of gender dysphoria that lends itself to the decision to change their gender or maybe even their physical sex. And there's an industry that is making billions of dollars that is carving up young people in this country in the name of gender-affirming care. 866-423-9578. A lot of this stuff is getting its start, its hold, its foothold, if you will, in the public school system. Of late, Project Veritas has released yet another video exposing the sexual indoctrination of young children that is taking place this time across the state of New York. The subject of the video is a woman by the name of Alyssa Waters, who is the founder of LGBT Teach. You heard me correctly. LGBT Teach, as well as a middle school teacher who works in Long Island. She was recorded bragging about how she pushes gender ideology in her classroom. Gender ideology in her classroom. She flies the gay pride flag, other symbols attendant to this movement, and she wants to indoctrinate your kids.
It's my plethora of queer flags that I have in my classroom. And the truth is that we know that kids are coming out at younger and younger ages, and gender is, you know, sexuality as well. Especially looking at gender, we have kids as early as 2-3 years of age. I always tell them to your teachers, you're going to have more longevity making change if you maybe play it a little safer for a little longer. Who knows if on Monday I'm going to come in and I'm going to be told to take down the flag, but I will do what Sarah did in ConnectQuad and not do so. Thank God for tenure. Lean on your tenured colleagues to do some of this work because we need you.
Lean on your tenured colleagues to do some of this work because we need you. Who? You teachers who, like I, intend full well to indoctrinate them in the LGBTQIA plus world views. 866-423-9578. And did you hear what she said about younger children? Younger children ages 2-3 years are coming out? Really? 866-423-9578. How are they coming out? And how would you know? How would they know? 866-423-WLQV. This woman goes on to say, and I quote from an article that appears at Project Veritas, the truth is that we know that kids are coming out at younger and younger ages. We have kids as early as 2-3 years of age, end quote. Quote, even though I'm not an elementary level educator, and by the way, she calls herself a social justice teacher. Is there a degree now that you can get from a teaching college or university called social justice? A social justice degree. Is that what you want your kids educated in at the ripe old age of 5? 866-423-9578. Even though, I quote, I'm not an elementary level educator, It's probably my favorite group to work with, working with staff and administration, because if we could actually do more of this conversation with elementary age kids, now she uses the word conversation, but the word ought to be indoctrination, because she believes the emphasis should be on teaching your kids things like the proper pronouns by which they should not only identify others, but themselves. Gee, that couldn't lead to any trouble, do you think? 866-423-9578. She loves working with elementary school age children and wants to have more of these kinds of conversations with elementary school age kids. By the time they get to me, she says, in middle school, or some of you in high school, we'll be in a better place. End quote. 866-423-9578. And then people want to scratch their heads and question why it is parents who are showing up at school board meetings, parents who are taking the time to go and inquire as to what is being taught to their kids, particularly with regard to these kinds of subjects, this type of indoctrination, and why such a big fuss is being made of it. They want to know why so much tumult. Well, if you are a person with your head screwed on straight, you could figure that out very easily from listening to what people like Alyssa Waters, a New York City school teacher. I don't know if she's in New York City, but she's certainly in New York State. A New York State school teacher has to say to elementary school age children.
It's my plethora of queer flags that I have in my classroom. And the truth is that we know that kids are coming out at younger and younger ages.
866-423-9578. She says, and I quote, "I particularly love working with families and helping them, you know, practicing, you know, affirmation through their children's journey of sexuality and gender." End quote. Waters instructed other educators on how to effectively push this agenda onto their students, push this agenda on to their students. And you heard what she said about the tenured. You see, because the tenured educator, you have a harder time getting rid of. You see, once the educator gets tenure, you can't dynamite them out of those positions. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. And while what I'm saying to you might seem exceptional, this is becoming more and more the rule in public schools all over America than the exception. 866-423-9578, which is why if your kids are coming home in the evening, even if they're coming home to you from pre-kindergarten classes, you need to be having conversations with your children about what they heard in school today. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. Joseph Weiner, the principal of Wheatley School, who has worked with Waters, shared his thoughts about her to a Veritas journalist by saying, and I quote, "She lives that activism and that purpose every minute of every day," end quote. Well, gee whiz, it would be great if she lived reading, writing, and arithmetic and not this level of indoctrination, don't you think? Weiner also talked about his own methods for political activism in school. Political activism in school. Quote, "We brought in speakers who taught kids how to be anti-racist and, you know, kind of define what does it mean to be anti-racist. Do you think that's what's uppermost in the mind of your little one when you send them away to school or preschool? How am I going to spend this day being more anti-racist? Are you having those kinds of conversations with your kid at home around the dinner table? Do you think that's what the Bible meant when the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 22, around that sixth verse, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it? Well, who was the Word of God talking about? Wasn't talking about the school teacher. The Bible was talking about the parent, the guardian. 866-423-9578. The parent, the guardian, has a very specific role that overrides the role of the educator. But today, in our country in particular, you have a situation where the educators are out to override the role of parents. 866-423-9578. And if you send your kid to school thinking to yourself, well, you know, it's school, everything's fine, you better double check that. I'm serious. I mean, they're bringing in speakers to teach little children how to be anti-racist. Sounds like critical race theory to me. 866-423-9578. This principal, Joseph Weiner, principal at Wheatley School, says that parents would say, quote, you're indoctrinating my child. We don't believe. Wait, you don't believe in being anti-racist? See how they try to turn that around? They try to put the parent on the defensive by saying, well, if we're teaching your kids how to be, anti-racist, you're getting down on us for teaching your kids how to be anti-racist. What are you, a racist? See how they're trying to flip that script? The principal affirmed that there is no middle ground when it comes to the conversation about racism. Well, who asked you to talk to my kid about racism? I'll have that conversation with my kid. I expect you to deliver me a child who can read, who can diagram a sentence, who can add, subtract, multiply, and divide, and maybe know a little bit of something about history and possibly science. Though these days, based on what's happening with science, I'm not real sure. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV, the number to dial to join the conversation on Run to Win the Darryl Wood Show. Just some of what's happening in the schools in New York State under the leadership of people like the principal of this particular school, Mr. Weiner, and teachers like the teacher Alyssa Waters, who is the founder of LGB Teach, because that's where they're putting the emphasis these days, on things like critical race theory for minor children and LGBTQIA plus lifestyles and worldview. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. You're saying, Darryl, yeah, I hear you, but, you know, what are you going to do? Well, maybe that doesn't get you going, but how about this? There's a neurodivergent queer black Latina who says she's afraid of Christians who happen to be teachers. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. And what I'm talking about now is not only people who want to take control of your children, but I'm talking about people who want to excise any influence other than their own with regard to your children in the public education space. Does that get your attention? 866-423-9578. Such is the case as is happening in Arizona. So we've jumped from New York State all the way across the country to Arizona, where Tamilia Venezuela, a teacher in the Washington Elementary School District in Arizona, works. And it is her considered opinion that college-educated teachers, teacher trainees, teaching assistants who are graduating from a Christian university, Arizona Christian University, are a threat to public education. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. But Daryl, how can that possibly be? You really want to know? Because the neurodivergent, queer, black, Latina, oh, she wouldn't dare try to indoctrinate your kids, would she? As she shows up to school with green hair and cat ears. Couldn't be anything wrong with that, could there? 866-423-9578. I'll share more when we come back.
Planning for retirement is no small task. If you don't know where to start, tune in to Retire Right with Sean Mueller of Mueller Retirement Planning, Sunday mornings at 7. It's a fun show about a serious topic. Sean shares helpful information that just might change the course of your retirement. Listen Sunday mornings at 7 to Retire Right with Sean Mueller. Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
If you want to make a difference in your life that impacts you for years to come, then it's time to stand with Israel by going there. Consider the thrilling excitement of joining nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka and renowned author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza on the Stand with Israel tour November 30th through December 9th, 2022. Journey through the Holy Land with two of the most respected political commentators of today. Together with like-minded travelers, you'll see over 40 iconic sites during the 10-day tour. You can pray at the Western Wall in Old City, Jerusalem, float on the Dead Sea, and take a boat out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com. Or call 855-565-5519 to book today.
Looking for a way to get free from debt? Well, gather up your bills and call a Care One credit counselor today. We are credit counseling agencies that have helped 2 million people just like you.
I see people every day who are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge and the bottom is bankruptcy. We pull them back and they appreciate that.
You get to consolidate your payments. You only have to make one payment a month instead of worrying about 3, 4, or 5.
Care One credit counselors have experience assisting people to get out of debt and get on with their lives. To help you take your first step, they're offering a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details.
It is your path out.
People are truly amazed when they call us and see what we can do to help them. I mean, the relief in their voices.
Call us because we can do amazing things.
Get your consultation and debt analysis by calling a Care One credit counselor today. One simple and confidential call can get you debt-free.
800-284-1349. 800-284-1349. 800-284-1349. That's 800-284-1349.
Why can't I get a monkey? Why can't you catch a whale with a worm?
Dad, can we go to the moon on vacation?
If you think it's tough answering these questions, imagine the ones you'll get if your child is diagnosed with cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel.
Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Meet Tim.
Hey, what's up?
He's the person you hired for your digital marketing, and when he's done battling aliens on his PS5 in his parents' basement, he'll get right to work. Now, meet the team at Salem Surround.
What's up? Hi.
These are the people who are passionate about your success and will work 24/7 to deliver real customers to you and your business. Why would you trust your digital marketing to one person when you can hire a whole team? Get nationwide experience, resources, and results.
Learn more about Salem Surround at SurroundDetroit.com. That's SurroundDetroit.com. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
Minutes past the hour, Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show on the air, talking with you about the news, topics, stories you really care about, taking just a little time to talk about some of what's going on in the education space, stuff that's happening that's, shall we say, altering the education landscape, whether you know about it or not. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. The situation taking place in Arizona in a particular school district that has worked with a Christian university for the better part of a decade, if I'm not mistaken, to provide teachers, teacher trainees, and classroom assistants. Arizona Christian University has worked in concert with Washington Elementary School District in Arizona for the past 11 years, and I don't think anybody thought there was a real problem until recently when it was discovered that certain people may have a problem with Christian educators and Christianity. 866-423-9578. For the past 11 years, Arizona Christian University and Washington Elementary School District. They've had a mutually beneficial partnership where students in the university's elementary education program would student teach, shadow teachers in the school district. That partnership, however, ended abruptly in February 2023, when the school district terminated its relationship with Arizona Christian University because of the university's religious beliefs on biblical marriage and sexuality, even though no complaints had been made about an Arizona Christian student or alumnus. So there were no problems that anyone could point to. And let's stop and think about this just for a second. Name of the college is Arizona Christian University. 866-423-9578. School district's decision to revoke its relationship and cease all future agreements with the school because of its religious status and beliefs, well, that violates the university's constitutionally protected freedoms. But maybe the folks who are running the Washington Elementary School District don't understand what the rights and privileges that are attendant to organizations like Arizona Christian University are. Maybe they just didn't understand that. Maybe that's why they have people like Tamilia Valenzuela, a teacher in the Washington Elementary School District who recently spoke at a school board meeting. She spoke because she wanted to voice the apprehension that was being felt by those who were leery of the Christians coming out of Arizona Christian University. Let's hear that, Luke. Oops. There we go. This is Tamilia Valenzuela, a teacher in the Washington Elementary School District in Arizona, talking about her fear of Christians.
We're now on item D, which is the approved renewal agreement with the Arizona Christian University for student teachers. And I will turn it over to Ms. Valenzuela.
Thank you, President Whaley. So I was really disheartened when I saw this renewal. I have taken the time to take a look at this school, which is Arizona Christian University. While I full-heartedly believe in religious freedom and people being able to practice whatever faith that they have,
just not here,
I had some very concerns regarding looking at this particular institution.
Now, this woman has, among other things, green hair and cat ears. You know, people wear these, I guess they're like headbands that have fur and cat ears on them that stick up above their head. Well, that's how this woman at a school board meeting, as part of this board, is actually dressed as she addresses this situation.
And I think it's a really good time for us to take a moment and really pause about where our values lie. And while I understand we are currently in a situation across the nation that we have a teacher shortage and recruiting and getting teachers that are willing to teach, because as we just heard, it is really difficult to teach in this climate. It is really difficult to teach in this economy. My concerns, though, are our values, and if this institution is value aligned with Washington Elementary School District.
If this institution is value aligned with Washington Elementary School District. Let's see, Arizona Christian University. Is that university value aligned with Washington Elementary School District? Well, you'll hear what else she had to say after the break.
This is Luke Hammett. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Were there any rituals at your wedding? Weddings have little rituals, like exchanging wedding rings or lighting a unity candle. Many modern stepfamily weddings include the blending of the family sand ceremony, in which each adult and child pours a vase of sand into a larger vase, signifying the new family. But couples need to realize the sand symbolizes their journey into love, but it's just the beginning for the kids and the entire family. The ceremony doesn't create familyness, life does. The trick is to remain dedicated to the process of merging your sand while embracing your evolving mosaic as a family. Pour yourself in and trust God with the process of becoming family. For Family Life Blended, I'm Ron Deal.
To find out more, visit FamilyLifeBlended.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith. A time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way to protect your retirement. I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
Tamilia Valenzuela is a teacher in the Washington Elementary School District in Arizona. She wants to know whether or not Arizona Christian University is values aligned with the school system, the school district, because of Christianity.
And going directly from their website, okay, I'm going to start with our values first. Our vision in Washington Elementary School District is committed to achieving excellence for every child, every day, every opportunity. Every child. When I go to Arizona Christian University's website, and I'm taking this directly from their website, above all else, be committed to Jesus Christ, accomplishing his will and advancing his kingdom on earth as in heaven. Part of their values is influence, engage, and transform the culture with truth by promoting the biblically informed values that are foundational to Western civilization, including the centrality of family, traditional sexual morality, and lifelong marriage between one man and one woman.
Yeah, so what's the problem? 866-423-9578. I mean, part of the problem of what she's talking about here, she's talking as if Christians have never been a part of the workforce anywhere in this country before and cannot, therefore, participate in that workforce as people who can work both professionally and convivially with those with whom they agree and disagree. That's nonsense. Tamilia Valenzuela.
How bringing people from an institution that is ingrained in their values that will very directly, one, impact three of your board members who are a part of the LGBTQ community.
Ah, it's about the LGBTQ community.
We have added our pronouns at the dais as solidarity to let our LGBT community know that we stand in making sure that they feel protected. Are we only performing performative solidarity, or are we going to dig deep and actually look at the partnerships that we're doing? Because if we're bringing people in whose mission, who have been told with their institution of education that very, very plainly on their website, and you don't have to look hard, you can go on their first site, like the first page, that above all else, it is to influence people to be biblically minded. How does that hold space for people of other faiths?
Other faiths? How does that hold space for people in any respect when you are forcing down the throats, particularly of children, ideas and ideologies about lesbianism, bisexuality, transgenderism, and all of these other isms that you seek to indoctrinate children about? Where's the space for people like Christians who don't hold to that worldview?
How does that hold space for our members of the LGBT community? How does that hold space for people who think differently and do not have the same beliefs? At some point, we need to get real with ourselves and take a look at who we're making legal contracts with and the message that that is sending to our community, because that makes me feel like I could not be safe in this school district.
She doesn't feel she can be safe in the school district because of Christians who believe deeply and sincerely in the Christian mission and message of spreading the gospel and living your faith. Even though Christians have been doing that in the professional workplace for decade after decade after decade after decade after decade, in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500, WLQV Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah, weekday mornings at 6:30 a.m. on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500, Faith Talk Detroit and faithtalkdetroit.com.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
This is the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit, WLQV Detroit from the Salem Media Group. And now, Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show continues on Faith Talk 1500. Give us a call at 866-423-9578. That's 866-423-9578. Here's your host, Daryl Wood.
Hour two now underway. Told you they go pretty quickly, and we haven't scratched the surface. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Want to again remind you that you can participate with us in a real and living way with our Day of Hope partner, the Helios Projects. You could provide a solar-powered device that will work in any remote location that will help us train 120 pastors in remote villages, townships, hamlets in Brazil. 120 pastors, $50 trains one pastor. $150 will train three pastors. Would you consider training three pastors? The Helios Project, the brainchild of Dr. Woodrow Kroll, it is the product of his 23 years of radio and television broadcast ministerial outreach, wherein through the Bible provided the course material that is now the Helios Projects. All of this Bible material is now on this solar powered device or on a thumb drive, a USB stick that these men can use no matter where they are in Brazil to study God's Word and become able teachers and ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what the Helios Projects are all about, training these folks to share God's Word as pastors of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you could make a contribution, say $50 to train one pastor, or maybe you want to train three pastors for $150. We just had a sister make a gift of $300. God bless her for her generosity and her prioritizing of the gospel and the getting out of God's word to these brothers in Brazil so that they can become able ministers of the gospel. Whatever God says to you to do, would you consider doing it right now? 833-443-5467. 833-4-HELIOS. H-E-L-I-O-S. Helios is the Greek word for sun. The Helios device is solar powered. Get it? 833-4-HELIOS. Bible teaching, Bible stories. All of this material will be used to train 120 pastors to pastor 120 congregations and spread the word of God throughout Brazil. I mean, there's no telling what God can do once that word has been imbibed, once it has been ingested, once it has been seriously taken in. The Bible tells us to desire the sincere milk of the word. It tells us about what it means to masticate, spiritually speaking, the meat of God's word. It talks about the bread of life. It talks about the living water springing up into everlasting life. Milk, meat, water, bread. We want to make sure that these ministers of the gospel have it all. Grow thereby and share this word with others. Will you help us? Thank you in advance. And of course, if you want to go online and actually see that device and make a contribution, make your best gift, you can do that at trainapastor.com, trainapastor.com, just like it sounds. Thanks so very much for your support. In the previous hour of the program, we talked about the corrupting influence now dominating the public education space in particular. I mean, it's replete. It's all over the place. But it is particularly evident in the public education domain, where children are a ready audience for people who want to inculcate or bring them in to the LGBTQIA lifestyles and worldviews. There's a teacher in New York State by the name of Alyssa Waters who wants to indoctrinate children in the LGBTQIA worldviews and has made it her mission to do so. She was captured on video by Project Veritas talking about not only indoctrinating children, but enlisting the aid of tenured teachers to do so.
It's my plethora of queer flags that I have in my classroom. And the truth is that we know that kids are coming out at younger and younger ages, and gender is, you know, sexuality as well. But especially looking at gender, we have kids as early as 2-3 years of age. I always tell them tenured teachers, you're going to have more longevity making change if you maybe play it a little safer for a little longer. Who knows if on Monday I'm going to come in and I'm going to be told to take down the flag, but I will do what Sarah did in ConnectQuad and not do so. Thank God for tenure. Lean on your tenured colleagues to do some of this work because we need you.
She's talking to other teachers that she wants to enlist in this mission of indoctrinating children in the area of the LGBTQIA communities, their worldview, their sexual dysfunction, and it is dysfunction. 866-423-9578. She wants to start the gender indoctrination of assigning children pronouns as early as she possibly can. Says that she loves working with elementary age school children, even though she is not certified to work with them. So that by the time those kids get to middle and high school, they've got a whole new different view and vibe on the issues relative to their sexuality. Why are these people so interested in your children's sexuality? And why do they want to have so much input with regard to your children's sexuality and alternative worldview without parents' knowledge? 866-423-9578. And then there's the case that I jumped to with regard to the Arizona School District, Washington Elementary School District, where this district has for the past 11 years been working with Arizona Christian University, in a mutually beneficial partnership where students in the university's elementary education program would student teach and shadow teachers in the school district. But the problem is, for at least one teacher by the name of Tamilia Valenzuela, that those coming out of Arizona Christian University have a specific world view that frightens her, makes her feel as though she won't be treated fairly, and that she will be subject to the indoctrination that these Christians want to force down everyone's throats.
People from an institution that is ingrained in their values that will very directly, one, impact three of your board members who are a part of the LGBTQ community.
I said in the previous hour of the program, one of the big problems with this person's particular perspective is this idea that Christians somehow don't know how to play nicely with others in the professional workspace. How absolutely and utterly ridiculous that we as people of faith don't know how to get along with other people and respect the differences of opinion among and between us. It is a part of what it means to be a Christian to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, but it is also part of the Christian mission to fit into our society in ways that help make it a better place to live. And that includes working as professionals who give our employers 100% integrous effort every day on the job without making a public nuisance of ourselves. And Christians typically do that.
We have added our pronouns at the dais as a solidarity to let our LGBT community know that we stand in making sure that they feel protected. Are we only performing performative solidarity, or are we going to dig deep and actually look at the partnerships that we're doing? Because if we're bringing people in whose mission, who have been told with their institution of education that very, very plainly on their website, and you don't have to look hard, you can go on their first site, like the first page, that above all else, it is to influence people to be biblically minded. How does that hold space for people of other faiths?
Well, first of all, they're talking about what happens at the university. That is the university mission with regard to what happens within and upon that campus, because it is, after all, excuse me, Arizona Christian University. And then when it comes to the Christian mission outside the walls and outside the grounds and confines of Arizona Christian University, Christians understand that there is a code of conduct by which they are to live and operate within the professional framework of work a day world. We understand how to conduct ourselves in the workplace, one that may be friendly to Christianity and one that may be hostile to Christianity, as well as an environment that may be indifferent. 866-423-9578. But this woman talks as if Christians as a whole are just waiting to sack her.
How does that hold space for our members of the LGBT community? How does that hold space for people who think differently and do not have the same beliefs? At some point, we need to get real with ourselves and take a look at who we're making legal contracts with and the message that that is sending to our community, because that makes me feel like I could not be safe in this school district. That makes other queer kids who are already facing attack from our lawmakers that they could not be safe in this community. So I really want us to think hard about who we're partnering with, deep dive, and I want to ask the district, is this school value aligned with what we're trying to do in making sure that all of our students feel safe?
Well, I'm not sure you're taking into consideration all your students, because when this woman talks about values alignment, what is in fact she talking about? She's talking about the inculcation of students with regard to the LGBTQIA plus world views and communities. Something that is a more recent development, and certainly more recent than Christianity, in the public square. 866-423-9578. What seems to be happening is the indoctrination and inculcation of young people. And you heard her say at one point earlier on, we have added our pronouns at the beginning of the meeting as a way to show our solidarity with members of the LGBTQ community who may be sitting on the school board, who may be teaching within the confines of the Washington Elementary School District. Well, excuse me, showing your pronouns and avowing your allegiance to the LGBTQIA plus communities, isn't that a form of indoctrination with which not everybody on your campus may agree? Excuse me, 866-423-9578. And as for legislators that she mentioned briefly in passing, these legislators are activated in terms of making laws that keep people in these spaces, educationally, medically, and otherwise, from harming minor children medically and educationally with regard to the LGBTQIA plus lifestyles, carving them up, changing their sexes, changing their pronouns, giving them different identities than what they are identified as on their birth certificates or with regard to the knowledge of their parents. What about all that? 866-423-9578. Talk about confusion. Attorney David Cortman gave the legal opinion in his particular view with regard to the partnership that has now been abruptly ended in February when the school district terminated its relationship based on some of this argumentation given out by Tamilia Valenzuela, ended abruptly in February when the district terminated its relationship with Arizona Christian University because the university's religious beliefs on biblical marriage and sexuality, even though no complaints had been made about the Arizona Christian student or alumnus at the school, they ended the relationship based on the perception that the Christian worldview somehow may be antagonistic to those in the LGBTQIA plus communities. And that's all they have to go on because they have nothing else to go on. David Cortman, attorney.
The Supreme Court has long held that the government can't treat religious people worse than anybody else. So that's exactly what this is. This is, and if people who've watched the board meeting, it's online, but it's just blatant religious discrimination. And it's not anything that was done on the job there at the elementary school. In fact, they have a great relationship over the last decade. They've been asking for more teacher students because they're of a great assistance to the teachers there. You know, there, like everywhere else, there's a shortage of teachers. So this just came out of the blue, and it's, again, it's not because of anything that happened at the school. It's because they went online, saw the religious beliefs of the university and its students. Because they disagreed with them, they decided to cancel the relationship, and that's just religious discrimination.
Yeah, plain and simple, 866-423-9578. And the university has filed a suit, which is one of the reasons David Cortman from the Alliance Defending Freedom is involved. And this is what I mean by taking the fight to them. Some of you who tuned into the program in the first hour heard me use that phrase, especially when it comes to these people who are out to get you, Christian. 866-423-9578. But I thought we were supposed to be meek and lowly and humble, and I thought we were supposed to be their doormats. 866-423-9578. Well, you go get the Bible verse and you bring it to me and you show that to me. 866-423-9578. In the meantime, as you heard David Cortman say, we have Supreme Court precedents for what we're talking about as defense against just such people who want to eliminate your existence in the public square. I mean, there are people who are saying, well, you know, maybe we need to just pull our kids out of public schools. And then there are other people saying, no, we need to leave our kids in the public school system as a witness. I'm not so sure our children are necessarily prepared to be a witness to a lost and a dying generation like the one that I've just demonstrated to you. And I'm not so sure this is the place you want to leave your children for 8 hours a day. 866-423-9578. Unless you have people in that arena who are standing and fighting the good fight of faith, getting these people to listen to reason. You say, Daryl, okay, I hear what you're saying, but you know, that's just one, maybe two examples. And now back to the East Coast. From National Review, a Christian school has been excluded from competing in future tournaments sanctioned by the Vermont Principals Association, the VPA. Now, this is not only public education. This is public education sports. Now, you've heard about young women having to battle against the transgendered in the LGBTQIA plus communities and worldview, and who are losing scholarships, losing educational opportunities, losing prize money, losing other opportunities attendant to their ability to perform athletically, because they are now having to compete not against girls, but against boys who identify as girls. A Christian school has been excluded from competing in future tournaments sanctioned by the Vermont Principals Association, after its girls' basketball team forfeited a match against an opposing team that includes a male player who identifies as a girl. So imagine the male player on that other squad who's the go-to player, who can muscle down low in the middle, who can get the ball out at the top of the key, who can dribble in and just kind of elbow his way to the hoop. How many girls are going to be able to keep up with that player? How many are going to be able to match him step for step, blow for blow, jump for jump? I mean, let's be honest. 866-423-9578. They opposed the fact that there was a transgender playing on the opposing team. And so they decided to forfeit a championship game as a protest. Well, the Principals Association, the governing body overseeing high school sports in Vermont, has just ruled that the Mid-Vermont Christian School will no longer be able to participate in any VPA-sponsored competitions across all sports because the school violated two human rights policies concerning, oh, here it is, gender identity and commitment to racial, gender fair, and disability awareness. What a mess.
Mike Murray here with Dr. Woodrow Kroll and Timothy Kroll, president of the Helios Projects. Tim, many listening today have never heard what a Helios unit is. Tell us.
Well, Helios is the Greek word for the sun, and one of the ways we deliver Dad's teaching to untrained pastors is through a solar-powered unit. And since it's powered by the sun, it never needs electricity. It's perfect for training untrained pastors living in challenging places.
Tim, we are asking friends to help provide 120 pastors in Brazil training that they cannot afford. They've had zero training in the Bible and Christian faith, and that's why I need you, friend, to go to trainapastor.com or call 833-4-HELIOS. Wood, let's pray for this need right now.
Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity to share this need with our friends. I pray you will burden each one to help train pastors in Brazil who need this training so desperately. In your name, amen.
Call 833-443-5467.
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen-size premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code RUNTOWIN. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, and use the promo code RUNTOWIN at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
What if you could unpack once and wake up in a new breathtaking destination every morning? Join Alistair Begg on a Mediterranean cruise August 26th to September 4th, 2023. Along with teachings from God's Word, you'll experience the Creator's handiwork in the never-ending vistas of the Mediterranean before stepping into picturesque villages and iconic cities in Italy, Malta, Greece, Croatia, and more. Enjoy gorgeous blue seas while exploring iconic biblical destinations where Paul preached the gospel. Off the ship, immerse yourself in the wonder of some of the world's most famous cathedrals, museums, and works of art. Combine this with daily teaching and friendly fellowship. You won't want to miss this trip of a lifetime. Call 855-565-5519 to join or visit deeperfaithcruise.com.
Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. 25 minutes past the hour. Talking about some of what's going on in this country that is impacting young people attending school, public schools in particular, on the left coast, on the east coast, in the middle of the country. Down south, out in the middle of the country. A lot of this nonsense is going on all over the place. And an unenviable, if not disturbing, feature of it is this seeming move to call for the elimination of Christians in particular from the space. 866-423-9578. I mean, not only do they want to take your child's innocence, not only do they want to confuse your child on the issue of gender, set up a situation where they may become predisposed to gender dysphoria and confusion, but they also want to inculcate and indoctrinate them into destructive and dysfunctional sexual orientation and or lifestyle views that would also call for the excising of a Christian worldview. A lot of parents send their kids to school, get a kid back they don't recognize. 866-423-9578. And that may be an even more increasingly familiar occurrence taking place as a result of what is happening with regard to the LGBTQIA plus activism you see happening on public school campuses. You teachers out there, I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. 866-423-9578. Let's go to the phone line, take a couple of calls. Thanks a lot, Rob, for chiming in. Your thoughts.
Thank you, Daryl. This is such an important thing, and I don't think people really know enough about it. Education was always important, and it's not about an indoctrination. It's about being able to, you know, be given the tools to be able to teach yourself even.
That's right.
But in the early 90s, I heard a lady, I think she's passed away now, but she spoke about another lady. Her name is Charlotte Iserbyt. That's Iserbyt. She wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which you can actually download free from her website. And she went into the Department of Education, which given to us to it by a communist by the name of Jimmy Carter, during the Reagan administration, and what she saw was Skinnerian psychologists. Basically, it's about indoctrinating people. But like I say, I recommend her book. I also heard a man speak who passed away now a couple of years ago, Samuel Blumenfeld. He was an advocate of teaching phonics, and because what they were doing was they were beginning to teach people the way you would learn Chinese. You had to remember words, not how to put words together. And I recommend two books he wrote. He co-wrote one book with a man by the name of Alex Newman, who writes at the Epic Times. It's called Crimes of the Educators. The other book is called The NEA, Trojan Horse in American Education. In that book, I'd always heard, you know, John Dewey, Dewey Decimal System. What I didn't know was he was a socialist, and he said we should not teach reading and math in the schools. We should use them to socialize the students. And that's what he wanted. And by the way, I believe University of Michigan was founded by Christians, but it's anything but Christian today.
Correct.
And John Dewey was a professor there, by the way.
Absolutely. And you know that since universities like the University of Michigan all across this country, and many of them in what we now refer to as the Ivy League, were once schools that had been founded by men of faith, women of faith, but these schools now don't even have knowledge of their Christian heritage and are extremely and highly secularized. Rob?
You're absolutely right. And another university, which I have roots, I was born in Michigan, but my family roots are in New York, is Columbia University. John D. Rockefeller said he did not want an educated people. He wanted a working class of people. And the Columbia University, from what I understand, it was became a kind of an access point, the universities here, by members of the Frankfurt School. I know you know about them.
Absolutely.
Maybe the other people don't, but they need to know more about them, because I'll go right back to that, you know, that FBI agent I talk about all the time. I never could believe I would talk about them that much, but one of the goals he said was to get control of the schools, use them as transmission belt for socialism and current communist propaganda, soften the curriculum, get control of the teachers' associations, put the party line in textbooks. And one of the other goals, which fits with what you were talking about just a little while ago, was to present homosexuality, degeneracy, promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy.
That's exactly right, Rob. Once again, thank you. A fount of knowledge and resource. Do feel free, Rob, as always, to call again at your earliest convenience. Thank you, sir. 866-423-9578. Bob, listening to the program in Troy. Bob, a pleasure, as always, to have you on the line.
Thanks very much. How are you, Daryl?
Okay, thank you.
Cool. Thanks very much. Yeah, I really, I'm impressed with what you're putting out. I think that's really important. We're seeing a big reaction here. More and more YouTube videos are coming up on this kind of thing. It's a great resource. And the best advice I can give, one of the fellows put a comment field, start visiting these people who are in the Board of Education people. Chat with them. Confront them. At the supermarket, anywhere you want to. Let them know what you think, and do not shrink from this thing. It's still a free country. You can speak up and do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. But these guys are wrecking our education, wrecking our kids, and their agenda is absolutely warped. It goes against biology, common sense, and decency. So, and I think the guys leading the charge, the ones funds down in Dearborn, did a bang-up job. Mm-hmm. We got to get with those guys, because everyone's afraid of this. Americans are slow to rile, but once they get going, they get going. So I think just keep let them keep pressing. They're going to keep testing us, but more and more are getting adherents on our side. They're speaking up, and guys wouldn't be involved months ago. They're getting set up with this now, and the economy is another fuel to the fire to keep people motivated. So anyway, but God bless for the great work you do. I'm really impressed.
Bob, thank you so very much, and I am always impressed with folk who are listening to this program like you, like Rob and Livonia. You do make a big difference with regard to how we cover the issues. 866-423-9578, because of the perspectives, the learnedness, the literacy of this audience, it keeps me on my toes, to be sure. 866-423-9578. 800-259-9578. Take a little extra time with this subject today because I know that a lot of you are predisposed to allow a lot of this to just kind of go over your head because of everything else you have on your plate. But you can't. We can't do that anymore. We can't allow that to happen any longer. They are, the barbarians are at the gate. 866-423-9578. A phrase that I typically coined on this show. I didn't come up with it. It's been around a long time and predates me, but one that I coined on this show for this audience to get your attention, to make the point. Long time ago, when I started, was that they are coming for your kids. 866-423-9578. Dial that number, join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. And they have enablers all over the place, from the highest to the lowest levels in our culture, in our society. Talked a little bit about it on the show the other day when the President of the United States, one of their biggest enablers, for whom many of you voted, talked with an acolyte, if you will, of the Obama-Biden administration. His name's Cal Penn. He worked as a kind of advisor and aide in the Obama administration. He interviewed Joe Biden, now as President of the United States, the other day, and came full on as someone who was espousing his view as a member of the so-called LGBTQIA plus community, and talked with the President of the United States about his evolution on the topic of homosexuality.
My partner Josh and I have been engaged for the last 5 years, which really only means that every auntie and uncle that I have is beyond disappointed that there hasn't been a wedding yet. But Cardi B is going to marry us, apparently officiate our wedding, which would be nice. But my question for you, Mr. President, is you codified support for same-sex marriage and interracial marriages like ours. I'm curious what your evolution was like on marriage equality and what the federal government might be able to do to protect LGBTQ Americans, especially trans kids who are dealing with all these regressive state laws that are popping up right now.
I can remember exactly where my epiphany was.
Okay.
Hadn't thought much about it, to tell you the truth. And I was a senior in high school, and I wanted to get a job being, turned out as the only Caucasian lifeguard in the projects in the city of Wilmington, the big swimming pools. And my dad was dropping me off to go in and get an application at City Hall in Wilmington, in Rodney Square, it's called. And I remember about to get out of the car, and I looked to my right, and two well-dressed men in suits kissed each other. I mean, they gave each other a kiss. And then one went, looked like he was heading to the DuPont building, and one looked like he headed to the Hercules Corporation building. And I'll never forget, I turned and looked at my dad. He said, "Joey, it's simple. They love each other. It's simple." No, I'm not joking. It's simple. They love each other. And it's never been, it's just that simple. And I remember, you may remember because you may have been here when I, in our last administration with Barack, I went on Meet the Press.
Oh, I know.
And they asked me about their show. I was telling them I had visited a family in another state, and I watched this gay couple raising two kids and watching them run in and throw their arms around daddy and so on. So, they said, "Well, what do you think?" Rush had asked me. I said, "I think people should be able to get married. Married. It doesn't matter whether it's same-sex or a heterosexual couple. They should be able to be married. What is the problem? So listen to your auntie and your uncle. Get married. Do it now. Don't wait. Transgender kids is a really harder day."
Now, he's encouraging Cal Penn, the professed homosexual who has a male partner at home waiting to get married. He's being counseled by his family members, encouraged by aunts and uncles to get married. Why? 866-423-9578. As for Mr. Biden, please, you know, and I asked the question, albeit rhetorically, the other day, is this about preparing for a campaign run and then trying to curry favor with what they perceive a very important part of the political base? The answer to that question is absolutely yes, because it can't be about anything else. And it can't be about anything else based on something that was pointed out by the folks at Real Clear Politics just the other day. And that was that this is the same Joe Biden who now sits here in front of Cal Penn saying that, well, you know, it was back in the late 1950s, early 60s. I saw two guys kissing and my dad said, hey, man, they love each other. It's no big deal. So that his opinion was, quote, formed on that basis. And that's when his evolution on the issue occurred. Nonsense. Why else then would he have in 1996 voted for the Defense of Marriage Act that established that marriage is between a man and a woman? Why would he have done that if his evolution on the subject happened in 1959 or 1960? You see, I tell you this all the time, and maybe one of these days you'll believe me. You know he's lying because his lips are moving.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-958-5305. 800-958-5305. 800-958-5305. That's 800-958-5305.
You may understand that God is holy, that you're a sinner, that you need to turn to Christ, and yet with all of that, have you ever found yourself doubting the permanence of your salvation? Well, be encouraged, because even though what you think about salvation may change, salvation itself doesn't. That's the thrust of John MacArthur's series, Guaranteed for Eternity, on the next Grace to You.
So join me, John MacArthur, and study along on Grace to You weekday mornings at 8 here on WLQV.
It's easy and profitable to be kind to others when you enter the Kindness Challenge. Each day for 30 days, we'll post a new act of kindness that you can do for others. On April 17th, you could win $5,000, and a deserving organization will also receive $5,000 in your name. You can make a difference in others' lives when you enter the Kindness Challenge.
Go to FaithTalkDetroit.com to enter, and follow us on social media for daily acts of kindness.
I'm working in a job that I love.
Because I was given a chance.
To show that my disability
is only one part of who I am.
Who I am.
Who I am.
At work, it's what people can do that matters.
For more information, visit whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV, Faith Talk Detroit, in Odyssey Station.
Minutes past the hour. Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. On the air, talking with you about the news, topics, stories you really care about. One of the things that the president has been trying to do this week is reassure people that our economy and the banking system in this country are safe. Some of the nuances with regard to the economy would suggest otherwise, which is why you need to go outside of the strictures of the White House and the PR machine operating there to get more of the truth, as it were, than you would get if you were listening to what the president had to say. I mean, in that interview with Cal Penn the other day, he wanted to make it sound as though everything, as Ethel Merman would have sang in her day, is coming up roses and daffodils when it comes to the economy. Yeah, the president was trying to take a victory lap as to just how great he says everything is.
In this period, I inherited, I think it's fair to say, a gigantic mess economically and politically.
Of course.
We've created 12 million new jobs since I've been president.
Lie.
More than any president's created in 4 years.
Lie.
We've generated so much growth. We've created 800,000 manufacturing jobs.
Lie.
With the bill that became a bipartisan bill with no one thought could happen, the CHIPS and Science bill.
Yeah, the president's sitting there trying again to take another victory lap just because the rate of inflation dipped about 0.4 percentage points. But let's put that in perspective. Even if the inflation rate dipped 0.4% in the latest reporting period, it is still 3 times higher than it was when Joe Biden first took seat in the Oval Office. When he took the office of the presidency, it was 1.4%. It is now 6%. What's the deal, Megan Green?
The ultimate message is that inflation is still really high, much higher than the Fed's target of 2%.
Megan Green is the global chief economist for the Kroll Group.
It's coming down, so peak inflation is behind us. But it's stubbornly high, and that's a reflection of the economy holding up really well in the face of aggressive rate hikes by the central bank. So the economy is actually doing pretty well. The downside to that is that means there's still a lot of demand in the economy, and that's partly what's pushing up prices still. So peak inflation's behind us, but prices are continuing to rise.
Yeah, prices are continuing to rise, and prices are continuing to rise because even though the rate of increase in wages has slowed, they continue to go up too, though they are not keeping pace with inflation. There is a relationship between wages, inflation, and the number of people in the workforce, particularly when you have high inflation rates. And the Fed has forecast, as well as other independent economists and the International Monetary Fund, they have all said the same thing of late. And that is that in an effort to get inflation down, you're going to have to see massive unemployment. You are noticing that tens of thousands of people are being cut by large corporations, tech corporations in particular, with regard to job losses that we are seeing and hearing more and more about. Gina Sanchez is CEO of Chartico Global.
We see a severe labor shortage right now. If you look at labor participation of the 55 plus after the pandemic, that never rebounded, whereas the rest of the working age population has already rebounded well above pre-COVID levels. And so if we are in an extreme labor shortage, then how much would the Fed have to raise interest rates in order to cause wage growth to fall? I think it's too much pain for the economy to deal with. And clearly, the Fed is having an impact because we can see that in SVB. SVB was a canary in the coal mine, but they're not the only bank that had unrealized losses on their treasuries.
Yeah, and even though we're seeing a lot of negative activity with regard to banking activity and finance activity, not only here, but in Europe and in parts of the Middle East in particular, that does not necessarily give you the whole picture. The picture is best summed up when you take a look at the relationship between jobs, lack of job growth, the number of people who are going to lose their jobs over the next 12 to 18 months, and the slowdown in wage increases and the escalation in interest rates now being undertaken by the Federal Reserve. These are the things you need to keep your eye on, the things that this current administration is trying to distract you from. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Speaking of some of those things, the Michigan State Legislature just voted to repeal the right to work law in Michigan. What does that mean? It means that people no longer have the choice as to whether or not they will or won't join a labor union if they perceive that that union is or is not returning the kind of value that warrants their membership and their economic support in the form of dues. You will now have less choice, less freedom. You will now be compelled to pay dues, even if you perceive that the union to whom you pay those dues is not operating in your best interest politically or otherwise. Michigan just became less free because of the Democrat-controlled state legislature. You can argue the point. 866-423-9578. Run to win the Daryl Wood Show back after the break.
It's no secret that this economy is taking its toll on us, but I've got some important news that could really help. If you're facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt, you need to know that you may not be required to pay it all back. There are special programs that can significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This isn't bankruptcy or a high-interest debt consolidation loan. These are programs that credit card companies don't want you to know about, ones that offer Americans struggling with overwhelming credit card debt savings and real debt relief faster than thought possible. Accredited Debt Relief has a special hotline to learn all about these programs and what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualified consumers with over $1 billion in debt and have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now for this free information. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Run to win.
First and foremost, I'd like to say how much I appreciate your intelligence and your concern for our country and your religious values.
Thank you.
Hi, Daryl. How are you? You know what? You have such a great show, man. You should make the Radio Hall of Fame. You got a great show.
Man, blessings to you in the name of Yahuwah Elohim of Israel for standing by God's word.
Amen.
You understand?
The Daryl Wood Show on Faith Talk 1500.
866-423-9578, 51 minutes past the hour. Final segment of the program now underway with regard to the news, the topics, the stories we've been talking about on the program today. You can call in, chime in, talk with me about any of them.
How strong are we?
You get strong.
How strong are we?
You get strong.
How strong are we?
get strong.
How strong are we?
You get strong.
Those people feel pretty good up at the state capitol about the repeal by the Democrat Party of the right to work status in the state of Michigan, which has been responsible for the location of lots of different kinds of industries to this state over the last couple of decades in particular. But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to your ability to choose whether or not you will join a labor union, you have just lost that right in this state because of the decision made to end right-to-work status in Michigan, and we will now return to prevailing wage orientation in the state of Michigan, which puts the power squarely in the hands of unions, more or less. 866-423-9578. And I'm not talking down unions. I'm simply talking about what this particular move does with regard to the dynamic, the labor dynamic in this state, because there are lots of people who work on jobs for which union membership will now be required, and they did not join those unions because they did not perceive that the money that would be taken out of their checks was worth it based on what they saw as a lack of value returned to them by unions that may have been involved in support causes, political and otherwise, with which the worker disagrees. Jim's listening to the program in Warren. Jim, thanks for the call.
Yeah, I've been a union, was a union, non-union all my work career, and I never had a problem keeping my job because I worked hard and I was a good worker.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that they don't tell you in this bill that just got passed is they're taking the restrictions off how much the labor unions can donate in political campaigns and to political people.
That's
so
right.
The Democrats just made them open, hey, let's fill up our coffers. Of course we're going to be nice to you. The other thing is, you know, when you're talking about what's going on out west with the teachers and trying to get rid of Christians, don't forget the teachers unions had that bill they tried to push through as their statement for the year, what they were going to accomplish 5 or 6 years ago, where they wouldn't be able to or you couldn't tell your parent, the parents of your child, if he wanted to be called Sue and if he wanted to change his clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to hide that one on us, and that blew up in their faces.
Sure.
It was like 4 or 5 years ago. My roommate is an alternate lifestyle, I'll put it that way. But every time you say LBGTQ, she starts to chuckle because she goes, no, it's LBG, stop. There is no, the rest of it is not part of us.
Mm.
They're grafting themselves to us. We want nothing to do with them because all they're doing is causing grief for what we accomplished over the last 40 years.
Jim, I understand. And one of the things that I've said, and don't say it very often on this program, is that I do mention the fact that what we're talking about when we do talk about LGBTQIA+, is we're talking about a very vocal minority mafia that has pretty much taken over with regard to what is happening regarding policy, politics, and what is happening in the education space in particular in this country, not to mention what is now happening with regard to medicine and science. So I do understand what your associate is saying, because everybody who is a member of the LGBT communities is not on board with a lot of what is happening, and some of them even consider themselves to be conservative. But that is a whole other debate for a whole other day. Jim, I appreciate the call, my friend. Thanks so very much for taking time to make it. 866-423-9578. Again, it comes with the caveat that we should not be painting with such a broad brush when we talk about certain groups or certain movements. But at the same time, and by the same token, the people that are carrying the day, the people that are experiencing the most success, are those who have the loudest megaphone, the greasy, or that is the squeaky wheel that is getting the grease, the loudest, that vocal, that mafia, LGBTQIA+, that vocal minority making all that noise, has the political arena convinced that they carry the day And you can see it reflected in the policies being made in your school system, the policies being made with regard to what is happening in your universities, the policies that are being made with regard to your city councils, the policies that are being made vis-a-vis your state legislatures, and the lip service that is being paid to these gangsters by people like the President of the United States. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. In addition to the business about the right to work change in the state of Michigan that is definitely going to hurt our competitiveness, we just found out as well that the state of Michigan is not going to get the F-35 Fighter Training Center at Selfridge Air Base. That center is going to Arkansas, where Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the governor, the state of Arkansas. Michigan will not get it, even after offering $100 million in economic incentives to help reconfigure the physical space to bring in new fighter jets and fighter jet training programs to Selfridge Air Base, because the Air Force is going to retire the A-10 Warthog from service, and that is what has been housed typically at Selfridge Air Base. And with that going away, the question about what happens to Selfridge next remains up in the air. It's a big question when you stop to think about the hundreds of millions of dollars generated by that facility and the thousands of jobs related to that facility. Oh well, we'll have to keep an eye on it in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.